Welcome yourself to Malfoy's Party Pants Halloween Special. It's full of creeps and spooks and, it has none. Honestly, it's just a bunch of stupid nonsense. But what more could you expect from a drinking podcast? So sit back, grab a cold one, and get ready for the Malfoy Halloween Special 2020.
It is the Malfoy Episode 5 Halloween Special. Connor.
Jake!
God damn it, you just probably fucking peaked so hard. God damn it, you fucking drunk.
It's so satisfying to see those flat lines on the top and bottom.
All right, so sorry for the ear rape, everyone. That's going to be your little horror scare there, but...
Happy Halloween, everybody!
Yeah, this is the we're recording this, but like when it comes out, it'll be the day before Halloween.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Connor. I'm very excited. Connor, how are you celebrating Halloween this year?
I'm trying to put together a party. Hopefully, people show up. I'm not really like advertising it just because like I don't know, like COVID's got like 67% of people shaking up. So like
we're living in a horror film. So
I got a couple friends that I know are coming over. I don't think it's gonna be a rager. But
if you're listening to this, on the Friday before Halloween, you have one day. Go flood his house right now. Go there and just party. Go flood it.
Do it.
Steal his furniture.
It's Halloween. It's a Saturday. It's a full moon. You have no reason other than fucking COVID.
Trash his apartment. Make sure he doesn't get a security deposit back.
Yes. And on top of all of that, my fucking neighbor moved out, so now I have no neighbors connecting to my walls. So, like... I have nobody below me.
Nobody.
I have nobody above me, and I have nobody next to me.
Oh, dude! All right.
Like I am blasting my fucking music. We are going fucking hard. We are going hard in the fucking paint.
Hell yeah!
Nothing is stopping me, Halloween.
And if you don't get,
I just ordered my jacket for my Halloween costume yesterday. I'm fucking hyped.
Who are you gonna be?
Being, Ryan Gosling from Drive. Fucking stoked for that shit. I paid $100 for that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude. I should not have done that, but I did it anyway.
Hey, yeah, so, by the way, if Connor all of a sudden is absent from the next episode afterwards, it's because he got arrested for having people over during COVID, so.
That's a long arrest for...
That's a long arrest. For a year?
What would it be? Public disturbance?
I don't know. Probably... They'll probably get you on, like, bioterrorism.
No, wait, you're a moron. Nobody would get arrested for public disturbance.
They'll probably, like, charge you for, like, bioterrorism or something because you're spreading COVID or something like that.
It wouldn't surprise me. Roll with the punches, man. So, all right, let's get this shit started. Let's get this timer started.
So, before we get into the Halloween...
Start!
Jesus Christ. Before we get into the... God, you are going to peak so... Fuck you. Anyway, before we get into the Halloween festivities here, I want to do a quick little rant here because the day that we are recording this, it is the final day of the three-day Record Store Day drop. If nobody knows what this is, right? So Record Store Day
is... I have no idea what this is. You've been telling me about it. I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All right. So what Record Store Day is that it's a day to kind of support a bunch of like little low, like indie record stores and stuff like that, where a bunch of these musicians will come out of these like rare editions of albums and stuff. And it promotes people to go to the record stores and buy it. Well, because of COVID, the one that was supposed to happen in April got split up into 3 days, August, September, and October. So today was the final day of those Record Store Day drops, is what they call it. And, dude, fuck that kind of shit. Honest to God, it was the most annoying shit because you have to make appointments. I've never once had to make an appointment with my record store to show up. It's fucking ridiculous. I felt like I was going to a doctor's office. It was dumb. And then on top of all that, the shit I was trying to find, I couldn't fucking find it. So the first day, the first store I went to, they didn't have it. So I was like, fuck, all right. And this dude who I met, by the way, awesome guy in the line, he's like, bro, go to this other one. They'll probably have it. So I go there, and that's the one that does all the appointments. I didn't make an appointment, but by like 9 o'clock, they were just letting people in. So I'm standing there waiting. All right. People fucking suck, by the way. They just suck. Okay? And here's why.
Just as a disclaimer.
This is the disclaimer. People fucking suck. This is what happened, right? So I'm standing there in line, and there's a dude outside the door who works there, and he has a clipboard calling names for people who have certain appointments to come into the record. So I can't believe I'm fucking saying that. And So this guy walks up.
2020, bro.
Yeah. So it's me and three other people. We're there not with appointments, but they're just going to let us in soon anyway. And this guy walks up behind me, and he's asking the guy with the clipboard what the deal is, what's going on with these appointments. So that was like a half a star right there for that little muffled burp you just did. So this guy comes up behind me, and he's asking the clipboard guy what's the deal with the appointments and stuff like that. And the guy's like, oh, you know, we got like two people that were waiting on to be here for the 9 o'clock thing, but if they don't show up for 9 o'clock, we're just gonna let people in. He goes, okay. And so I turn to the guy and I'm like, man, dude, I hate these appointment things, right? These suck. And he's just like he's just like, yeah. And I'm like, so you know, I really miss it when we were all just like sitting out here a year ago at like 4 a.m. waiting for the store to open. Because that's what happens. People will go like way early in the day. They'll talk about music.
You like jazz?
No, but dude, seriously. So what people will do, what people will do with this thing is that they'll show up like at 4 a.m. and they will they'll wait for the store to open, because all these exclusives, you don't get them those days. You're getting them like for 4 times the price on eBay. So people are really going out in droves to do this shit, and they'll go at 4 a.m. So joking, I've never gone at like 4 a.m. and sat there till like 8. But jokingly, I was like, oh, you know, I miss the times when we could just come here and sit here at 4 a.m. and wait for the store to open. And he just like looks at me point blank and goes, I would never get up that early to go to something like this. And I'm like, all right, cool, dude. I'll just go fuck myself then. I'll never talk to you again, you fucking asshole. Like, God, I'm just trying to have a lighthearted conversation. This guy's being a prick.
Was it the way he said it? Because that's a stupid, like, heaven forbid somebody disagrees with you.
No. He was just, like, it was so snarky. I was like, because I'm obviously, like, joking and being, like, lighthearted. I'm like, oh, I miss the days we all just sat out here at 4 a.m. And he's like, I would never get up and do something like that early in the morning. I was like, all right, dude, cool. Fuck you. Like,
all right, dick.
God. It's just the tone of voice. He was like, I would never, like, the audacity to even fucking do that kind of shit. I was like,
that's blasphemy.
I was like, dude, I'm just trying to have a conversation. For the love of God, have some sort of, like, just humanity. Yeah, and then I go in there, they don't have the fucking thing, and the guy's like, maybe you should try to go to Chapel Hill. And like, I was like, yeah, dude, it wouldn't be Record Store Day if I wasn't driving all over the triangle looking for records, but whatever. So
what were you looking for? Are you serious right now? That's how we're gonna start today? That's how we're starting today? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, this is gonna be a good one.
Oh, it better not be one of these.
1-0, Team Jake's taking the lead. Here's the thing, Team Jake, I'm operating right now, because I did get up really early in the morning to get ready and go to this thing, so I'm kind of like operating on 3.5 hours of sleep, which makes me kind of borderline drunk anyway, so.
And just for the record, I'm taking shots this entire game.
Yeah, so Connor's going to go big boy. He's already had like 5-6 shots before this, so. Down the hatch for the first
one. Thank you, math.
What?
4. Get your math right. God.
Sorry, I'm not keeping tabs on you. Anyway, Connor, are you excited for Halloween, though?
Oh, I'm so fucking excited. I'm getting drunk no matter what. I got, like, the best fucking, I got the best backup plan you could possibly ask for. So, like,
okay, so what's the backup plan?
Yeah, so, like, the backup plan, and this is an announcement to... 5.
Dump! Okay, whatever.
Like, it had the presence, but it didn't have, like, any depth to it, if that makes sense. Mm.
All right.
Didn't have any bass in it.
Sounds like a DCEU film, but okay.
Anyway, so this is an announcement to anybody coming through for Halloween here in Atlanta. All right, so assuming that, heaven forbid, like, the party doesn't happen because everybody's a pussy about COVID.
Ooh. Call him out.
Shots fired, man.
Pow, pow. Anyway, I just started blasting.
So this one time? No.
No, stop it.
So I live right next to the Braves Stadium, and there's a whole bunch of bars and shit, and it's like 1 mile, so it's like half a grid walk, and people who went to ECU knows what that means. So like...
There's
a bunch of bars and it's open container. So like, if it's just me and some homies and there's like half a dozen of us or whatever, and it's just like, you know, me and a bunch of close friends or whatever, then fuck it. We're all going to march down in our fucking costumes, capes and masks and shit. And we're just going to go get fucking drunk at the Battery down by the Braves Stadium. Cause it's like right fucking, it's going to be on a Saturday, fucking full moon on Halloween. Like, you can't fail. And yeah. I'm very excited for Halloween. I don't know how many people are going to show up to the party. Whether it will even end up being a party, I don't know. It sounds like people are actually interested in coming. But
how many people you got RSVP'd so far?
Off the top of my head, 7 or 8, I think.
Yeah, you can make a party out of that.
Definitely coming. Yeah, I mean, it's just an apartment, too. It's not like I got a fucking house.
Right.
So, I mean,
yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, even if it's just a good time with, like, a few close friends, I mean, that's fine with me. Like, I don't really care about throwing a rager. I just want to have a good-ass time on fucking Halloween.
Yeah, just good-ass fucking
time. One of the
time.
Greatest holidays of the entire year. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Saying? All right, for partying, I would say Halloween's the best. All right, because that's going to be hard, because it's Halloween or New Year's or 4th of July that are the best party holidays.
Well,
I would say
Patrick's
Halloween.
Day.
Would you agree?
Okay, yeah, no, let's have this debate right
let's
now.
Let's have this debate.
Let's rank the best drinking holidays of the year. Right
oh, wait,
now.
Fucking St. Patrick's Day. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just said that like 5 minutes ago.
I must have missed that.
I'm kidding. It was like 5 seconds ago. It was while you were talking. Oh. But yeah, so let's list them off. So we got Halloween, St. Patrick's Day,
yes.
New Year's, and 4th of July. I'd say those are the four big ones.
And depending on what kind of family you have, a really, really, really rowdy Easter.
And if you're really... God damn it. Like, I didn't process that until the middle of me making the exact same joke with a different holiday. Because so, I was going to say Labor Day. I was going to make the exact same joke with Labor Day. But then I was going to say that's just like a sidekick to 4th of July.
Right.
But yeah, I would probably rank them... I don't know. I've never gotten that lit on New Year's, even though
seems
like the pop culture drinking holiday.
I know that I know it's a Halloween episode, but my last like New Year's Eve, that might be the actual time that I blacked out. Like I've always never really blacked out. I've gotten really close, and there's details for nights that like I'm like, oh, what store did I go to get fucking pizza at the end of the night? I don't remember doing that. I don't remember getting pizza, but like, I think. For last New Year's, transitioning from 2019 to 2020, I legitimately don't fucking remember what happened. Like, I don't remember how I got, because I was up in New York, and I do not remember how I got to my cousin's house. Like, I know I called an Uber, and I know him and I got into a big argument about, like, how to call the Uber, and then I just ended up calling it myself. I don't remember getting into his house. I don't know how I, hey, I didn't hear that, so. All right, that's one-to-one.
One-to-one. All right, starting back up.
But yeah, I don't remember getting it, like, because I would, whenever I stay at his house, I'd always end up in his basement, sleeping on the couch. But I do not remember how, like, I don't remember getting into the Uber. I don't remember going to my cousin's house. I don't remember how I got into his house. I really don't know how. Did I just walk in? I don't know how I got in. Like, I'm assuming they locked the door.
Sounds like me at 4th of July. Like, 4th of July is me. Like we did that. We told that story episode one, but like I don't get any more fucked up than I do on like 4th of July. Like that's
yeah, no, that's your
holiday. That's like my prime. That's like the Super Bowl for me is 4th of July.
So I would say
I'm not that much of a patriot.
Yeah, I would say St. Patrick's Day. I think is just gonna take the top tier, even if because that's literally a holiday about drinking. Like
I mean, right? Yeah, I was gonna say that. So I mean, if we're going just like. If we're just going to predict by, like, mass appeal as far as drinking goes, I would say it would go St. Patrick's Day, New Year's, Halloween, then 4th of July.
The only thing that would be holding, like, Halloween back is because, like, children are involved with that holiday a lot more. So,
which
like,
one?
Halloween, because kids like at some
I mean,
point if you have kids you're not gonna go out and
how
drink
old
anymore
you are.
Well no but I'm saying like all right so if you're a kid you're gonna celebrate Halloween by getting a costume going trick-or-treating going
yeah
out,
if you're
being home by like
plus,
night,
you probably
night.
Have a you have a kid and then you're
right
chaperoning
so, right so there's only
so,
a, there's
but
only
if you're
a window
between those ages like us then
yeah. If it's like if you're like from like 16 to like 28 I think that like and well okay I'm gonna go to 24 but some because there,
I'd even say like 18 to 29.
All right, 18 to 29. All right, that's going to be that age frame. I think that everybody in that age frame, if you don't already have a kid, you're just partying on Halloween for the most part.
Yeah.
Unless it's COVID.
well, so. No, then you're still partying because you're irrelevant when it comes to COVID. You're immune to it. So, like, That's what bothers me too. Like when my friends tell me, like, "Oh, I don't know if I want to come to your party because of COVID." I'm like, "Bitch, how is it any worse than you going out to bars every fucking weekend down to the Battery or going to the fucking Pond City Market and getting drunk or like going to the gym? God forbid. Like, God forbid you come to my party with 10 people. Like, what the fuck? Like, really?" Stupidest fucking argument ever. There might be another five.
Yeah, I'm not churning out these fucking top tier burps that I usually do. I'm a little upset.
That one had the bass, but it started, duration.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
You're a quick comer on that one. Damn! 6.5. 6.5.
2-1.
Oh, we got an ad.
Oh, what is it? Who is it?
Oh, it's a game.
What is it?
It's a game. It's called Gardenscapes. It looks like some kind of like ripoff of like Sonic, but it's some balding dude with a mustache and a bow tie. It's like, and he's like, he's like going through some fucking cave, and there's like some. There's like some rocks that you're trying to avoid from like falling through the tunnel like Dig Dug.
Guys, like, I have an idea for a new game. It's Sonic, but it's a fat, balding old dude with a fucking pedo stash.
All right, let me get out of this shit so I can research.
Oh my god, that's fucking great. That's so fucking funny.
That's hilarious. All right, let me take my fucking drink. I already started the timer back up, by the way.
Okay, all right. So you're going to make me just cut. All right. He's pouring his drink. He's pouring.
All right, Connor's pouring a shot right now. It's going into a shot glass. And he's got it in there. I think it's brim to the, you know, I think it's topped off to the brim there. And he's looking at me. He's taking it to the lips. His head goes back. It goes down the chute. And it's good. Oh, the shot is good.
Honestly, I thought you were going to commentate like a golf tournament. Like the PGA Tour.
I'll do it on the next one.
Instead, it was like NCAA 20.
It's like a soccer game or something.
Totally. Yeah, that's a better metaphor.
Connor.
Jake.
What's your favorite Halloween memory?
Fucking ECU riot my freshman year of college.
Oh, that's right. You were there.
Yeah.
I was a year late, so dude. I didn't get to experience it. I just remember all the restrictions in my freshman year. So
yes, dude, it was the craziest shit ever. I know I'm gonna get hit with the timer again. Just heads up because it's a story, and Jake had no part in it.
I know. So I'm so upset because all I've heard was about like the horror stories of like I think like a stoplight
alert. No shit. I heard it outside of my window.
I think like there was like a street light that got pulled out of the fucking ground and like a bus got tipped over or something. I don't remember. That's what I've heard.
Three quarters right there. But so what had happened was.
What had happened?
Yeah. So for those who don't know, me and Jake are a year apart. Jake's a year younger than me. So I came to ECU fall 2014. And then Jake came a year later.
Yes.
And Halloween that year, I dressed up as Bacon. And
it's not the first time you
did
that.
I was a fat fuck because I was playing football. And so I was a piece of bacon with a lot of fat on it.
Fat strip of bacon right there.
Yes, sir. Bacon had them parties sizzling.
Bacon.
Yeah, in those freshman dorms.
Oh, God. wait. But, before you continue, where'd you stay? What dorm building did you stay at?
I was in Jones Hall, so I was on College Hill. I was like... Which was like right across the street from the football stadium.
Dude,
so.
I was at a formerly racist ACOC, now known as Legacy.
I can't stand that they changed the name of that. Like, I get like the dude was probably like a racist.
He's probably
shit,
whipping a bunch of people
thing.
In a field, but.
But it's the same thing that like Bill Burr burned the entire world for on SNL the other week. It's like,
oh no,
dude! Like. Like, oh my god, did you hear what he said in that interview with Playboy back in 1972? Like, yeah, I can believe that shit.
Dude,
he was born in 1907.
Dude, my favorite joke in that bit was, they're trying to cancel John Wayne now. I'm pretty sure God did that 40 years ago.
Yeah, he's fucking dead. Like, what more do you want? God damn it, man. I didn't even get hit for the buzzer that time. I just got hit because I was talking shit.
Oh my god.
We need to make our own app so I don't have to hear that goddamn beeper.
I'm getting PTSD, honestly, from freshman year. I know, college. Right? That was the alarm I used to get up at, like, for my 8 a.m. classes. And
yeah, it's so fucking generic.
Yeah, I think I've finally gotten over that PTSD, but, like, for the longest time, I could not hear that without thinking I had to get up and go to my Math 1066 class.
Dude, I can't think about that without thinking about, like, getting up from my 45-minute nap to go to, like, fucking practice after class. Like,
oh, no.
I would leave class. I would go to the chow hall in, it's not prison. The fucking,
prison.
The what do we call it? Food court? Something like that? No, that's a mall.
Dining halls.
Dining hall. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Todd Dining Hall. That's a horror story right there.
And then I would just, like, stuff my face until I couldn't eat anymore because I was trying to gain weight as an offensive lineman. And then I would go to my place, set an alarm for 45 minutes, pass the fuck out. And I would just go straight to weight training. Worst time of my life.
Anyway, back to the Halloween riot.
Yeah, so what had happened was...
You were fat bacon.
I was dressed as bacon. I was fat. I was fat bacon. And thick slice.
Thick. I like them thick cuts.
Yep. And I was with some new friends that I had made in my dorm. And a couple of my buddies from my hometown came through. And the word on the street was that everybody was going to Riverwalk, which was an apartment complex.
Yeah.
And
Riverwalk was the big one.
Yeah. And so we were trying to figure out how to get there. After we pregame and everything, we tried to figure out how to get a bus to go get there. We finally got to the buses, and there was this big announcement as soon as we got there. It said, hey, no more buses going to Riverwalk. No more buses going to Riverwalk. And we're like, what the fuck? What the fuck, Richard?
What the fuck, Richard? That's my... Oh, you just reminded me of what my top one of my top five internet videos were. I couldn't remember, but it was the what the fuck, Richard.
What was it, like frisbee golf?
Yeah, no.
Shit?
It was just these
just
kids
chucks
were,
it down
no,
the highway.
These kids were just throwing a frisbee around, and then the one kid just takes it, like, literally steps into it like a QB throwing for a 60-yard pass, and just flings it into the highway. And then the guy holding the camera goes, "What the fuck, Richard?"
I don't think there's any sport more Caucasian than fucking frisbee golf. I gotta say, man, like that, I can't get into it. I got some friends who are into it, but that's like the most Caucasian shit I've ever heard of. And props to my buddies who are into it and who are good at it, but it's just not me, fam.
Oh my god.
But anyway, so like, God, where was I? Oh yeah, so they were saying no more buses to Riverwalk. We're like, okay. So we gotta fucking figure out a DD situation and drive. So we had to go back to the car, figure out who's gonna drive. A friend of ours was going to drive. We found a place to park. By a fucking miracle, by the way, we parked at some church or on the side of the road or some shit.
Yeah.
Like 3 blocks away. I mean, this is a fucking nightmare. You would have thought there was like a fucking Metallica concert going on. Like how crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anywhere within anywhere in like 2 square miles, 3 square miles, it was just a fucking nightmare. And by a miracle, found a place to park. We start walking, and we have no idea where we're going. We're just following the sound. Like, you're lost in a cave, and you're just following the sound of water. We're just following the commotion. And so we finally start getting close, and we can hear people just like a crowd.
You're like,
not like that.
It's a bunch of whispering.
We're walking and walking, and all of a sudden, some guy, like, walks out on his porch because we feel like we're close and we're stopped. I'm like, yo, I feel like everybody's right behind that tree line. And we're, like, sitting there debating and shit. Some dude, like, walks out of his house right in front of us because we're standing right in front of his house. And he's just kind of, like, hanging out because he didn't give a flying fuck, it doesn't seem like. And he's like, yo, you guys trying to get in? One of my buddies is like, yeah. And I was like, I'm just, like, going with it. He was just going with it, too, it sounds like. Yeah. He was just going with it. He's like, you trying to get in? Yeah. And then the guy like looks around, checks the perimeter and everything. He's like, all right, dip behind the bushes. Go, go, go. Like, go through my yard. Just go. And my buddies just dip. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's go. And I just follow him. And we go in. We dip behind the tree line. We go through the trees. She's going through the fucking brush. Like, going through, like, the Bridge Terabithia or fucking Narnia or some shit. And we just open up, and we're on this hill, and we're, like, right before this slope. And there's just, like, we just see this landscape of just, like, 5,000 fucking bodies. There it is again. We're getting drunk, people. On my side, if anybody's on my side. All of our votes online have, like, immediately gone to Team Jake after, like, me getting obliterated the first time. Like, nobody votes for me anymore.
Are there actually votes?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Really? Why aren't you sending me those?
There's a few votes on Twitter.
You never send me those. I want to see those.
I'll start sending them to you.
Awesome. Yeah. I think it's 3-1 now.
Drunk soon. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to keep score.
All right, I'll try to keep
whenever
score.
Whenever we get a studio, we're hiring a scorekeeper because I can't keep track.
I don't want to pay somebody to do that. I'll just be sober enough.
Well, they'll be like our assistant for everything. They'll be our scorekeeper, our announcer, and our editor.
Here's what we'll just do. All right, we'll have a scoreboard.
And our social media manager.
No, we'll just have a scoreboard, and each of us will have a button in front of us. And whenever we get the buzzer, we just have to smack the button, and it will put another score on the board for our side.
All right, yeah, we can do that.
And we don't have to hire somebody. There we go. Yeah. Machines taking over
problem
the jobs
solving.
Of humans.
Rolling with the punches, baby.
Woo! Woo! I think we did that at the same time.
So, yes.
So you broke into this party.
5,000 fucking bodies.
Yeah.
We get there. And there's an ECU transit bus just like laying on its side on the left. It's just laying there. The lights are still on inside of it. There's just fucking people everywhere. We walk down there, and it's just fucking chaos. It was a riot. It was a fucking riot.
Yeah.
Literally, like, no exaggeration. So, like, and right as we show up, I watch this Mustang, this blue Mustang. It was, like, a 2001, between 1999 and 2004, it was that model. It was a coupe. It was blue. And it looked like they were trying to get their car out of there.
Oh, Jesus.
So nothing would happen.
That's the biggest first mistake. He's trying to get
that
your car
was,
out of a riot.
But they did they accomplished the polar opposite. So I don't know what the fuck they thought they were doing. They drove right through the mob. And
were they hitting people?
No, they were just slowly like idling through and kind of like pushing their way along, like nudging their way along. And people were throwing their bottles, throwing their cups, throwing their drinks, throwing rocks, throwing fucking everything at
Mustang.
It, breaking the windows,
breaking
the taillights, hitting the tires, and then somebody rips the stop sign out of the ground and thrashes it through the rear windshield.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And this
just
is your favorite Halloween memory?
Stop sign.
Is your favorite Halloween memory some guy in a Mustang getting terrorized?
I have all of this shit on video.
You have it on video?
Yeah, not the guy with the stop sign, like, hitting the Mustang, but, like, I have a video of the guy, like, holding the stop sign and the Mustang, like, going through.
Send that to me.
And we can post it on Instagram.
Hey!
Yeah. And,
the caption will be, if you were part of this, you are immune to COVID.
You're right. No, dude, so, like, ECU Barstool actually posted some shit like that. They were like, if you've been to a still life pool party ECU, you're immune to COVID.
I'm immune.
I said that to like everybody I know. I was like, yep.
I didn't get that. You
this.
And I literally went to one of those together. I didn't get that post. Fuck you.
Really?
You didn't send that to me.
Probably because I already knew that you got the drill. But like all of my other friends were like, you're disgusting. But then I sent that to them out of spite. And I was like, I was born ready, bitch. Like, I've been preparing my whole life for this moment. But and then like the guy... Once the Mustang leaves and like all of the glass is fucking broken, headlights out,
fucking sucks,
taillights out, and the guy with the stop sign threw it in the hedge of the bushes, just threw it away. And we're hanging out trying to find something to drink or whatever. We find one place that had like some punch and shit at the bottom of their place, and because we were 18 and stupid, we went ahead and just, like, took a cup and took some of the punch and didn't
good
pay
God.
For it. And walked away. And, God damn.
That's 4-1. I'm going to have to catch on one of my
fuck.
Stories.
I meant to get drunk. I wouldn't have been doing shots every time if I didn't plan on getting drunk. So
that's true.
Team Connor, I'm sorry. Yeah, I
it's 4-1
you,
now.
But this was purposeful.
Connor pulls out the vodka bottle. He's unscrewing the cap. Good form, good form. Oh, he's pouring it. He's got really great form when he's pouring this bottle. It's filling up. I think he's brimming it again. And he's looking at it. He's taking a deep breath. He's breathing out. What's he going to do next? Oh, he's putting it up. It touches lip. His head goes back. And it's good. He's got it down. Another one down the hatch. It's 4-1 now. Team Jake leading. Well, Connor, Team Connor's
it,
actually...
Insert, like, a golf clap in the background.
I do again. Oh, my God. I have so much opportunity to edit with it.
Like, it's the fucking Masters. But,
All right, so you stole...
I feel like I haven't drank in, like, a fucking month, but it's only been a week.
Yeah.
Like, that's how long this week has been.
Well, on Thursday, it was my birthday, and I got a hurricane for dinner. At restaurant, and dude, I haven't
had a hurricane like, for dinner.
Yeah, I had a hurricane for dinner. Well, I had some chicken too, but I had a hurricane for like we went to a restaurant.
Dude, you're redeemed for my presumptions of you being a pussy in my mind.
Well, here's the thing, right? I keep winning these fucking podcasts, so my tolerance is super low, and that like one hurricane, I got up and I was like, fuck, dude, my tolerance is fucking gone.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Oh, I got this fucking yellow notepad sitting in front of me, and it just says discussion topics. ECU riot, and then that's it.
Wait, you actually wrote that down?
I was gonna start like listing off shit, but then we got on air before I could list off anything else. So the other like 90% of the page is blank.
Oh my god!
All it says is discussion topics. ECU riot.
I mean, you're taking up good half of the podcast with the story, so.
Oh, my God, dude. But it was a fucking blast, man. So, like, but, yeah, we took some stranger's punch and didn't pay for it and then just walked away because we didn't even get our red solo cups from the actual stack. You're supposed to get it from the guys who live there.
Right.
We got them from somewhere else. I don't remember how, but knowing what I know now about punch, you shouldn't you shouldn't do that. You don't know what's in that shit.
Right.
So, thank God we didn't get, like, roofied or anything.
On the flip side, though, no, dude, literally back at ECU, Riverwalk was just such a fucked place because I remember there was one time I went there. It wasn't for Halloween. It's a little side story, but
It was my second favorite neighborhood, to be honest,
no,
besides
yeah.
Copper Beach.
But I was in there once, and I went to this one person's house, and they were playing Rage Cage. And yeah. I was not participating because I think I had to go do something later that day or that night or something. I don't know. I think I had a test or something. I was like, I'm not getting obliterated tonight. So I was just kind of hanging around watching. And this fucking dude recognized me from karaoke. And he like tried to give me $100. And he was obviously fucking drunk. So I didn't take it because I was like, dude, no, I can't. He's like, no, dude, you got to take this. I've seen you sing before. You have to have this 100. Take. He's pulling out this 100 bill. And I was like, dude, no, I can't take this
dude,
from you.
Dude, fuck you. No. Okay. Lesson learned from now on. Someone dangles a 100 bill in front of you and tells you to take it.
I felt bad.
Take it.
No, dude. Like, I
fuck you.
I literally
drop
had, like,
your morals. Drop your humanity and take the fucking money.
Dude, I couldn't. Because then the last thing I need is this guy to see me a week later and like
you're
he knows that
pussy.
He handed me 100. No, dude, I'm not taking somebody's 100. I was like, dude, this guy's fucking wasted. I had like 3 to 4 drinks top. I'm not taking his fucking 100. Like, it's such a fucking dick thing
to
do.
He probably wanted to do something nice for somebody and you deprived him of that.
Don't stop. The dude
so
was
now
fucking...
he probably feels even
dude,
worse
much...
after that.
No.
And it's your fucking fault.
No. I'm not taking this dude's fucking 100.
Bro.
No, but that
you're
only would happen at, like, I've never had that happen to me. It was
know.
Only at Riverwalk. I would just come
you
out
know.
These characters that would try to give me $100. So, this is fucking weird.
You fucking bitch.
But you stole this guy's, you stole this guy's PJs.
Yeah, I stole this guy's pajamas, and then he was running around naked just streaking during the riot.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm kidding. No, just stole some PJ. Anyway, some point after that, SWAT showed up.
Oh, that's right.
And they had riot shields and pepper spray.
That feels like episode 3 again.
All right,
so that is 5-1 now. I'm not going to do an audio commentary on this one because I'm not thinking about it anymore.
I'm just going to announce right now. I'm really fucking drunk.
Oh, Jesus.
This might be, like, my 10th shot.
Oh, my God, dude.
Because I might be, because I was pre-gaming before this. Remember I had like four shots before this?
Oh my god, yeah, you're on like shot 9 now.
Yeah.
Because it's 5-1 right now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Man, fuck this Halloween bullshit, man. Like,
all right,
holiday
dude.
And it's betraying me.
Dude, listen, I, you keep going on about shit, man. Is there an is there an end to this epic story? What happens? SWAT shows up.
Look, I keep talking about all this shit, man. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Stop.
It doesn't even fucking
stop
matter,
it.
Man.
Stop with the Linkin Park. Stop. All right, down the hatch again. That's the 5th one. Oh god.
Tastes like blueberries. Oh look, blue raspberry. That's one.
All right, I might have to get like some like mango rum and start matching you on the shit.
Dude, mango pineapple Svedka.
What? That's a thing?
Yes, sir.
Oh my god, I might have to try that.
That's what got me started on Svedka, my buddy Trevor.
I might have to try that.
Fucking bro, so like one night
you're not going to another story right now?
Huh?
Did you finish the Riverwalk story?
Yeah, I mean, SWAT showed up. They had pepper spray. They were popping tear gas. They had riot shields and everything. We had a little bit of video and pictures from it. I don't think I do, but my buddy does. And we just fucking dipped. At that point, as soon as we saw them pop like one can of tear gas, we're like, all right, time to leave. And we just fucking left. Like,
all right, I'm going to head out.
Yeah. It was like that SpongeBob meme. It was like, all right, I'm going to head out. That's it for me, fam.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. No, actually that's not it. After that, we left to a Holly Springs party.
What?
And yeah, so people in our county and Wake County,
yeah,
in our conference and shit, like 60% of people from our county like went to ECU.
Oh, so they were doing like a thing in ECU.
Basically, there were a lot of graduates from where we lived at ECU.
Okay, so the way that you phrased it was that you guys just jettisoned over to fucking Holly Springs and just started partying.
No.
Like, how the fuck did you manage?
There were a lot of people from our school that were going to ECU, and there was a Holly Springs party. Like,
okay.
Holly Springs, like, people who went to Holly Springs, like, were only invited. And we went there, and I was the only one person who was like, nah, fam, I don't want to fucking go. But everybody else wanted to go, so I was like, all right, fine. God fucking damn it! Fuck!
That is 6-1, people. Team Jake running away with the Halloween special. You gotta let me tell my stories, bro.
God damn it. I've been too deep, man.
I feel bad because, like, you're giving away these epic stories. Mine are not gonna be like this.
Well, you know what? You fucking ask me. You literally went out of your way to ask me.
I didn't know you
were
gonna do that. I didn't know you were gonna go straight to fucking Halloween havoc with the fucking riots.
You didn't, but you still asked for it. You asked for something you didn't know about. So
I didn't get it. I didn't know what I was gonna get myself into.
3-2-1.
God. Satan, have mercy on his soul.
Start. All right. Microphone back up. Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. All right. So what had happened was we left Riverwalk and went to a Holly Springs party.
Oh, my God. You sound destroyed. You sound destroyed.
I am. We got to the party, bro, and, like, I was the only person who didn't want to be there. I was super uncomfortable because, like, we walked in, I started seeing a lot of old faces, and I just was not happy because the thing was that, like, everybody else was a regular student, and I was the one playing football.
Oh, okay. So like, you were out of, like, the loop.
Yeah, but the thing was that, like, there wasn't a single person on planet Earth who believed in me when I was trying to play college ball.
Oh, shit.
Like, there was a lot of people talking shit. Like, I had a hate account made about me.
Are you shitting me?
I had prank calls. Yeah. Like, the whole fucking night.
Do you want to pivot this back to a more lighthearted thing so you don't have to relive this right now?
No. I'll make it quick.
He's so fucking drunk.
I'll make it quick. But in the end, bro, it doesn't even matter, bro. No, So like, but yeah, so like I started seeing a lot of old faces, and honestly, I just went out to the deck and just kind of like chilled out.
Yeah.
Cause like a couple people started to try to make conversation with me, and I just kind of like shot it down. I was pretty spiteful at the time. I was 19, and like the thing
he had a
was,
lot of
though,
angst.
That,
everybody,
like,
he was very, very, very testosterone angsty, and he was all he was telling his parents to go fuck off and stuff. He said, "Mom, I'm playing Minecraft. Leave me alone." And he was doing all that kind of shit, and it, you know, it was a really horrible time for his life. But he's then surpassed. He's gone to anger management. Connor, I'm really proud of you, by the way, for going to anger management. Like. He's gone there.
If you replace Minecraft with football, he's pretty accurate.
Mom, get out and play football. He's just like beating off. He's beating off like Tom Brady throws and shit.
No, it's more like Taylor Lewan fucking blocks, like pass blocks and run
That's
blocks.
That's boring.
No, but it was fucking energetic to me because that dude was a fucking beast.
He was like, look at how he touches that other man. I'll take
Fuck
that.
Fuck you. I laughed. Yeah, you take that.
I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take that
shit.
One. I'll take that. That's a mercy. That's a mercy take. So that'll be what is that?
Because I laughed. It wasn't an actual English word. It was just a laugh.
Is that
we got an ad.
Is that six?
We got an ad. It's from Reese's.
I think that's 6-2 now.
Let's go with that. Well, I see trick or treat type shit.
I'm going to need to refill this. Whole
trick thing. Out your treats.
Reese's trick out your treats, kids. It's fucking radical, dude. Oh, my God.
And... back to our bullshit.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
have to add
Start!
To
that.
Start!
Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, like, basically, when it came to football, like, there wasn't a single person on planet Earth that believed in me. So, like, not even my dad or my mom. Like, nobody, not even God. Like, I was the only person.
He said, Connor, I do not believe in your football. You must quit now. I will smite you.
Is what he
You're
said.
You're damn fucking right. I didn't get a single letter. I didn't get a single official visit. I didn't get anything.
I didn't get a single letter like Santa Claus sent me before. I didn't get a single one of those.
Go fuck yourself. You don't even know about letters. Like, fucking,
I don't know about letters
like,
from
when
God. High
school,
Connor, did you say I don't know
about
letters from God?
No, I'm talking about letters from Division I programs.
Oh.
Which is basically letters from God.
I don't know why. I don't
no,
know why.
No, I'm talking about
drunken
letters.
State
like,
had bowed down
okay,
to Jesus Christ and was
Division
like, he didn't send me a fucking letter.
Like, I don't know. Nick Johnson, Nick Ludicky, who else? Fucking my brother Riley. Like, anybody else who, like, plays college football or played college football, you know what I'm talking about. Letters. I didn't get a single fucking letter. I see you sipping that shit.
The ice is gone.
Like
the ice is gone, and it's just like straight
squirming
whiskey with
like
a splash
cunt.
Of Coke, and it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
Fuck you.
Hey, the score's 2-6, motherfucker.
All right.
Don't be.
Let
bitch.
Me fucking tell my stories.
Anyway,
it's not even
nobody believed in me, man. And that's it. I had to believe in myself, and I was bitter when I was like 18 as a freshman, and at that party I wasn't very happy, and then we went home and that was it. So like,
wow.
Yeah, but like Riverwalk happened, the riot, and then the Holly Springs party happened, which didn't make me very happy, but that was about it. So now we're going to transfer over to your story.
You know,
I'm
I asked you what your favorite Halloween memory was, and that really just turned into such a depressing story at the end.
Well,
he's like, bro, I went to this riot,
dude,
and Mustang got beat up by
spot,
a stop sign,
bro.
And then...
no. Fuck you! Shut up! No! I fucking remembered that shit on the spot, man. I remembered it on the spot. I'm sorry. It was my fucking fault, alright? Look, it's all good vibes in the neighborhood, bro. It's all good in the neighborhood, bro. It's all good. Tell your fucking story, bro. It's Halloween. We're all feeling good, man. I'm gonna sip my Monster and my Spectre.
Alright, so, I must have been about, like, 15, 16 years old or whatever, and, my no, I don't remember how old I was. I think it was 14 or 15. And my next door neighbor came over, and he had a habit of always coming over and hanging out. And my dad had a habit of whenever he, because he was right next door, so he would literally just like go home. And my dad would always go and hide in the bushes when he was going home and try to scare him. So there was this time where he was over, and we caught a Friday the 13th marathon on TV, It was like HBO or something. We were watching all the Friday the 13th movies. So when he went to leave, he's like, I'm not leaving until I see Mr. Pat right there. I'm not leaving until I see him at the door, so I know he's not going to fucking scare me. And at this, at that time, as he's yelling about that, I'm grabbing my machete and my Jason mask. And I go out the back door, and he starts walking over, and I run out from the bushes. I'm going, aah! And I'm running at him with this fucking Jason mask, this machete, and this like fucking army green jacket. And he starts screaming. He starts fucking screaming. He sprints over to his... Thanks for the peaking levels there, asshole. And he starts screaming. He runs up to his door, right? He starts beating the shit out of his door. It's locked. His parents and his, like, aunt are over, and they're watching, like, TV or something. He starts beating the shit out of his door, and they got this, like, happy Halloween wreath on it. He grabs it and fucking flings it behind him, trying to throw it at me as I'm coming after him. At this point, I'm not even after him anymore. I'm, like, literally... like in his driveway on the ground laughing my ass off. And he apparently what had happened, like after like it calmed down, I went over, his knee is like gashed open, and apparently what had happened was he broke the lock on the door. Like he ran up to the door, and as he was beating the shit out of it,
drink, bitch.
Is it beeping?
Yeah, it just was. Yeah,
I didn't hear it.
Don't start that shit with
Connor
me.
Connor, I did not hear that. I'm going to be honest, on my end, I didn't hear that.
The timer is stopped.
What's the volume on your phone?
All right. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I'll take a drink. I don't give a shit, but like...
It's all the way up, fam. But it's like, it's... I got my phone on the left side of the table, and I got my microphone on the right side of the table.
So, all right, so like, put your phone right next to the fucking mic so I can fucking hear it next time.
I'll do that. I'll put it right in front of me because... The microphone's right in front of you. And now, okay. Between 2 and 5, start taking a drink.
All right, 6 to 3. So, yeah, apparently what had happened was he had sprinted up to the
door. I'm really fucking drunk.
He sprinted up to the door. He started beating the shit out of the door. And apparently he kneed the shit out of the lock on the door. And he broke the door lock on it. Like, they could not lock their door or even close it properly anymore. And his knee was gashed open. It was bleeding. So... Yeah, that was one of my favorite. Another time though, I think it was for my 16th birthday, we went to this like haunted house maze forest thing or whatever. I think it was like a haunted house built into the forest. And a different friend, like I was friends with a bunch of babies. We went with a group of different friends, and we went to this haunted woods or something, and. I was going to take the whole thing as a joke because I do actually scare kind of easily. So
really?
I was like, if I go into this with the mentality of I'm just going to have fun with it, I don't get scared with it. Like, I think there was one part where this guy was like chained to this table and he was getting operated on. And he was like, help me, help me. And I'm like, who do you want me to call? Who? I'm like up against the bars. I'm like, what's your family personnel? I'll call them. And, But we get into there, right? And these people, like, we're going through the woods, and there's some caution tape to, like, kind of, like, trail you through the woods. But these fucking, like, zombie people were coming out, and they were coming out, like, strong. They're like, and they were coming after.
Were they, like, walking or sprinting?
Both. There were some that were, like,
both?
There were some that were coming up behind us, like, we didn't know they were there. And then there were some that were sprinting at us. So if we tried to run away from them, there would be two behind them.
That's my thing, man. Like with zombies, man, like it just, if they're walking, we're good. But if they're sprinting, we got a whole nother fucking problem, man.
So
it's just,
so this one friend
that's
of mine,
a whole nother level, man.
So this one friend of mine, I'm going to leave his name out to protect the innocence.
Gus.
No, no. So he ends up actually getting cornered by these two zombies, right? And they start backing him up against the tree. And they're both just standing over him, just screaming. He ends up in a fetal position. He's like, ah! And there's like zombies are literally over him just screaming. And I think at one point, one of the zombies just starts laughing his ass off. Like, it was so funny, dude. They really just like scared the shit out of my friend. It was funny.
That's, dude, that sounds traumatizing and hilarious at the same time. Like, it depends on the perspective of the story that you tell it. Like,
as a bystander for the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, as a bystander, it sounds fucking hilarious. As the person who's going through it, it sounds fucking horrible. Like, because I know if I was in that fucking position, it fucking balances the line. It's, like, right there in the middle. Like, totally depends on which side you're on. Like, if I was in that position, like, I would have fucking screamed the exact same way.
God, now I want to bring you to a fucking haunted forest.
It was enough to think that I could, like, rationally fucking just laugh at that fucking person.
Connor, what are you doing this week?
This week?
Yeah.
Working out and video editing and shit.
I was gonna say let's meet halfway at South Carolina. I was gonna say let's meet somewhere halfway in South Carolina and go to a haunted like maze or something. And I just want to see you get fucking scared shitless.
Meet halfway? Why don't you just come to Atlanta?
Because I have to come back at some point. It's not fair.
So you're trying to reduce.
Who is that?
That's a tie.
Is that a tie? It's a jump ball.
Yeah.
All right. Still,
we were both talking.
It's still 6-3.
We were both verbalizing English words.
Connor, does that go to 6? It's still 6-3, or is that 7-4?
I don't know.
Just slams the fucking bottle. No, I'm saying like, Connor, I'm saying that this drink's actually getting me a little fucked up. It's like straight whiskey. So the score before
Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
All right, I'm gonna take a light shot because
yeah, you gotta calm down a little bit. Connor, so before that happened, it was 6-3. Should we keep it at 6-3 as a tie, or should we go up 1 point and be 7-4? I say we go up because we're taking a drink.
It doesn't matter. The point difference is the same either way.
I know, but it's 7-4. 7-4.
7-4. 7-4. Oh, fuck the shot. He's going to take this out. I'm like really fucking drunk right now.
I know. Connor's losing right now.
I'm really.
You know what it is?
I'm fucking.
This basically straight whiskey drink plus my sleep deprivation is like fucking with me right now.
This is what happens when you're no longer drinking in the house.
Happy Halloween.
Because it's a thriller!
Thriller!
A Michael Jackson and grab my crotch.
What did you just fucking say?
You know the dance move where Michael Jackson grabs his crotch?
I thought you said something, something, something. Michael Jackson grabs my crotch.
Starting the timer again.
You gotta start it up, bro.
No, I. I'm really fucking drunk. I'm like
Connor, this might be the drunkest you've ever been on the podcast.
It's 110% the most drunkest I've ever been on a podcast.
This might be the drunkest I've been, and I haven't been like even that drunk.
I feel fucking great, man.
Connor, this might be the drunkest I've ever been on the podcast, and I haven't even been that
drunk.
Well,
you're a pussy.
I'm not being a pussy. I'm just not losing. I'm a winner. You can't call winners pussies.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
It has nothing to do with alcohol, so.
Hey, dude.
Fuck the chicken.
Dude.
You need alcohol, bitch.
Dude.
You're deprived of alcohol. You need more.
Dude, do you remember that I told you?
Life lesson.
Do you remember that I told you? Connor. Do you remember that before this podcast, I told you that I had two rants to go on?
Two rants?
Yes.
You have another one?
And this is related to Halloween.
Oh, boy.
So, this is the first year that...
First year?
Like, the TV channels are not going to show Charlie Brown It's a Great Pumpkin.
Whoa.
I told you. Dude, this piggybacks off the conversation from last podcast. Because you can get it on Apple TV. But it's like, I don't fucking have Apple TV, and I want to watch The Great Fucking Pumpkin. So, guess what your boy has?
What you got,
bro? I got the fucking DVD of that motherfucker.
Got the DVD of that motherfucker.
So guess what? Guess what? Apple TV can suck on my nuts because I can still watch the fucker because ABC used to have it. And guess what they're not going to do? They're probably not going to show the fucking Christmas one either. Peanuts Christmas Adventure. They're not going to fucking show it. So guess what your boy has? He has it on fucking DVD.
Fuck the bullshit, motherfucker.
Dude. I can't go a year without Charlie Brown getting rocks, bro.
Drink, bitch.
That's 7-5. Oh, I'm catching up.
Yeah, now that my stories are over.
What was that?
I don't know. It's like some guy with like some rocket launcher on the concrete and says, blast it. Oh, it's... Says Reese. Oh, okay, it's a Reese's.
Wait, Connor.
And start. Okay.
Connor. What? All right. So you know the Ghostbusters theme song?
Yep.
Guess what they fucking got away with for like the last 35 years?
What?
There's a line in that song that literally says "Bustin' makes me feel good," and they just got away with that.
Okay, explain.
Bustin' nuts.
Holy shit, wait, where? Where in the song?
They
Hold
literally
on.
Say, bustin' makes me... No, they
Pause
literally...
Pause the timer, hold on.
They literally say, let me tell you something. Bustin' makes me feel good. Like, they literally say that in the song, and they just got away with that for like 35 years.
I can't even type right.
He's so fucking drunk, guys. Connor has, like, even if the score gets tied.
I want to fact check this shit, but I'm not, like, physically capable of doing. All
right, you stopped the timer, right?
I did.
All right, I'll pull it up on fucking, there's a really great website that does music lyrics. Ghost.
The fucking grammar
I can't type either, fuck!
Shopping.
Ghostbusters.
You're a pussy.
Lyric. Fuck you. I'm like drinking straight whiskey at this point. Go fuck yourself.
Dude, I can't wait till the day that we eventually can do this podcast like face to face. This shit's gonna be so fun.
Oh, look you in the eyes and say, I'm fucking taking this shot, bitch.
Hey, dude, when we fucking do this podcast, we're gonna fucking do it like standing up. Like, you can fucking feel this shit.
Yeah, dude, no. All right, so on this website that does it's genius.com, and it's for like all a bunch of music lyrics.
Anyway,
that's one of those like Rick burps in the middle of a sentence kind of thing. there's this website called genius.com, and they put a bunch of like music lyrics up on it. And I'm literally looking at the song right now. And all right, let me read this to you. This is the like
Yeah, go for it.
It goes, if you got a dose of a Ghost, baby, you better call Ghostbusters. Ow! And then it does that like music breakdown. Dun, dun, dun. And then it does that 4 times, and then it goes, let me tell you something. Bustin' makes me feel good. Like, it literally says that in the song. Dude, I remember this because I made a Halloween playlist at the store that I worked at before it closed. No, dude, literally. All right, no, never mind. I'll give credit to my manager. We made mixed CDs to play at the store. And he made a mix, and it had a bunch of like music songs on it and stuff. Like movies, soundtracks and movies. And can you still hear me? You're pulling the mic away from your face.
I did. No, I can still hear you.
All right, so he pulls the he made a
Boyfriend's got nothing to do with my headphones.
So he made a CD for the store, and it had a bunch of movie songs, like songs in movies, and he put Ghostbusters on it. So we were listening to it in the store one day, and like it literally said that, and I go, hey dude, isn't it weird that it got away with that line for like 35 years? He goes, what are you talking about? He goes, well, they just said Bustin' makes me feel good. So we started the whole fucking song over so we could hear it. And like, it literally said it. He goes, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, they actually do say that. And then every time that it played in the store, like, no matter what we were doing, if we were restocking the shelves, if we were fucking like working with a customer or whatever.
Or at the store you were working
yeah,
at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whenever the song came on, we would like literally look at each other and we would go, let me tell you something. Busting makes me feel good. Like, it was so fucking,
bro.
It was so fun, dude. I missed that job, like, dude.
Man.
I know that you called me out for bitching about it, but dude, I literally miss working with that guy. Like, that guy was so much fucking fun to work with. He was like the best. Cause here's the thing, right? He would always like do his job. He would always do his job at exponential rates. But because he did that, he also could have a lot of fucking fun. So like, if shit needed to get done, it got done right away because then we could fucking have fun.
Just for the record, we haven't had any technical difficulties throughout this
episode. Know, dude. Halloween's gonna fucking win. Oh,
that's
shit.
That's a tie.
Is it? I thought that was on me.
If anything was on you, but I called it a tie, so
all
we
right.
call it a tie.
All right. The record shows Connor called it a tie. So that would be 8-6, I think. I think it's 8-6.
Is it?
Yeah.
2-point game.
What?
2-point game, fam.
Ooh, it's been a 2-point game, bruh. The Rocky. Oh, fuck. I just spit a bunch of this shit. It's in my hair. Oh, no.
Fuck your hair, bro.
Oh, man. Connor.
Dude, I don't think I can do it.
Connor, to save you, I think we should stop the timer and just casually drink. Or I'll casually drink.
Rules are rules, bro. All
right, I was going to ask you, what is your favorite Halloween costume you have ever been?
The bacon.
Do you remember that
I was a strip of bacon.
Do you remember that Halloween party that we were both at?
Not St. Patrick's Day, but Halloween.
Connor, do you remember that Halloween party we were both at one year?
We were at the same Halloween party?
It was held by religious people.
No.
I'm going to have to bleep that name out, but like...
Bro, I do not remember you being there.
Dude, I was there with my girlfriend. What are you talking about?
Dude, I remember... In fucking... what's his face? Fuck, what was his name?
Was it?
I remember them being there. I had vodka in my fucking car.
Yeah,
we
no.
had Gatorades.
Connor, I remember.
And I was like mixing them.
I remember, we were at the people's party, right? And it was a dry fucking party. I don't know how they were having it. It was a dry fucking party. And
yeah,
it was.
Cause- a fucking, like,
oh God! I'm gonna have to cut him. I gotta have to edit this.
Religious cunt, and oh, no. she just had this sober party, man.
Connor, no! I'm gonna have
no
to edit
alcohol.
This. Stop! I have a good.
Fuck you! Fuck you! I'm saying what I gotta
oh,
say.
No.
I can't handle the mental responsibility of like bleeping all this shit out. Or
let the record show that I'm not saying any of this stuff. It's all Connor saying it.
But Jake's the one censoring it. So
I have to, but like, you know, freedom of speech and all, but I'm not saying this. This is Connor's stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
No, dude, I just remember that we were at the party and it was me, you, a few other people we knew and my at the time girlfriend. And we were all standing there and literally like all the people that were like being sober and responsible, they were all in the party and in the backyard it was just us, these fucking like like misfit film students sitting back there sharing like a bottle of vodka with each other, just getting fucking drunk at this party.
We were the only drunk people at the fucking party, man.
It was so
the
funny.
Only drunk people.
That was so fucking funny.
I was so out of place, man.
We were all out of place, bro.
Yeah, we were. Dude, no, at some point I was like, all right. Who wants to come to my place and get blackout drunk?
I didn't come with you there. I didn't come with you there.
No, because you had a girlfriend or some shit.
Yeah.
And Juliana and Spencer and like some other combination. I don't know what the total number, what the roster was, but like we had a good time at my place. And fuck you, I know I'm drunk. Leave me alone. But like, you had some bitchy girlfriend.
No, she was awesome. Stop. She was awesome, though. I'll be honest. Like, she was awesome because there was no other girl that I could ever go to a Halloween party where I was dressed up as Slash and she was dressed up as Nikki Six. Like, that shit was fucking awesome. And we almost... No. Okay, you know what peeved me off about those people at the party, though? Oh, hey! Look at that! The gap...
You!
The gap closes. It's now... It's now 8-7.
Yep, it's a close race.
I'll just finish this up.
I got stronger drinks than Jake.
I'll finish this up.
Stronger drinks than Jake.
I just drank, asshole.
And?
Stop asking me to drink. I just fucking drank.
I didn't ask you to drink. I just said my drinks were stronger.
Oh, well, you know what? That's your fault.
It is.
The girl I was...
All right, 5-2. Stop!
God damn it. This is going to be a fucking nightmare to fucking edit. So,
dude, fuck the peeking.
It does matter, Connor. You're going to get all... No, stop. No, because I know what's going to happen is that you are so fucking businessman until you're drunk, and then you're like, ah, fuck it, man. It's fucking peeking. And then, like, no, if it was sober and I'm trying to edit it as best I could, you're going to be all like, all sober you is going to be like, dude, why is it peeking? No, we have to put out quality fucking... entertainment for people, and if it's peaking, they're not gonna fucking listen to the podcast.
Man.
Meanwhile, I'm fixing your mistakes.
No, man.
Ah, come on, Fat. Look,
here's the situation, all right? Look, when I peak, man, it adds to the comedy of the outrageousness
moment. Fuck it, guys. Peak it all the way!
Peak it!
Oh, God. People are gonna fucking hate this episode. But what I'll say this, right? What really got me peeved about those people was that me and this really awesome girl I was dating at the time, I was dressed as Slash and she was dressed as Nikki Six. And we almost won their costume contest and they thought we were fucking Kiss. I was so fucking angry. They're like, oh, coming up in second place is Kiss. And we're like, we're not fucking Kiss.
Every person involved in that opinion is going to hell. Man.
No, stop, Connor. Oh,
every person involved in that opinion is going to hell,
Connor,
man.
Connor, stop. All right, man. I think we need to wrap up this episode.
No, fuck you. We're going to keep going.
Oh, no.
What time is it? We only got 1:07 on the fucking clock. We got another 10 minutes.
It's not 1:07, Connor. It's 1:07.
Hour and seven. You... It's like a minute. It's like 1:30 whenever we finish any other episode.
All right, but you're the
you're
one
gonna
that...
cut the shit.
I'm going to cut it anyway, bro. We're going to be at 1 hour. It's going to be your fucking wet dream for a podcast.
Fine!
God damn it. Oh, shit. All right,
if by some random chance you're listening to this... Go follow us on Twitter and Mouth Off Tweets. And follow us on Instagram and Mouth Off Partycast, man.
I'm gonna fucking throw up.
Outside of that, man, you guys have a great holiday. You guys have a great
Happy
Halloween,
everybody.
We both start with H. You guys have a great day. You have a great weekend because it's on a Saturday. You guys live it up, man.
Live it up.
2020, live your best life.
Long live the party.
Long live the party,
Morty.
Man.
Morty, long live the
party. Nah, fuck Morty, man. I need more energy than Morty. I'm licking the pop filter.
Is this episode over yet?
I think so.
I think when Connor starts licking the pop filter, the fucking episode's over.
I'm like leaning on the microphone.
Connor, I want to...
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. I'm sorry for my grandparents.
Connor.
I know they don't listen to it, so respect to y'all for not listening to it.
Connor, I want to stop the podcast, but you're giving some fucking golden material right now.
All right. We're done!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
I haven't been drunk in a long time, and I like being drunk, and I'm drunk now, and I like it. I don't know what it's going to turn out like, man. I just like being drunk. Dude, this is going to be... I love this podcast, man. I love it. This is so much fun. It gives me a new life every week, man.